think about what you've seen. One foot up, one leg down, one leg up and a hole in the ground. It's Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Lord, Lord, I'm walking down the railroad line. Ain't got a job, ain't got a cent. If I ain't broke, I'm badly bent. It's Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Me, Lord, 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 walking down the railroad line. Frisco Bay to old New York, I've been looking for a job of work. It's Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. That Mississippi's full of ice, I ought to know cause I fell in twice. It's Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Lord, 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 walking down the railroad line. That Susquehanna river was froze. Cold wind blowed right through my clothes. It's Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Past the train, it come by. I seen how the rich folks ride. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Black car come down the road. With a woman and a dog in a big fur coat. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. I'd give up this road today for a good honest job and honest pay. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. I'd give up this rambling life for a good warm bed and a good warm wife. Lord, Lord, walking down the railroad line. Singing, Lord, Lord, Lord.
What happens to you when you hit a town and the railroad cops catch you? What, do you ever have any mix-ups with those men?
Plenty of them. I was in a division once down by McAllister, Oklahoma. And I believe that was the nearest, I mean, that was the biggest bunch of guys that I ever saw get thrown off of a freight train. There was about 150 of us riding this train. In the car that I was riding in, there were 62. We used to count the guys as in the cars, you know. A lot of times it'd be 45, 62, 73. Kids all the way from 15 years old come on up. Well, this train pulled a joke on us that we'd never had pulled before. What I mean, we thought that we was old railroad riders. We could turn the train every way but loose. We'd been through this country 400 times before, you know, and know just exactly where to go to and where to wait for a train to come along, and we could guess just what speed it'd be traveling by the time it got to us, according to the way the ground lay and what all the train was doing and how good a start it had and all that. But anyway, there was one place there where we always caught this train without missing. And all at once this train backed way down around the curve and went to switching and then popping around down there, filling up with water. And they just backed down the railroad track about 3 miles, and they got a good, fast start. It went so fast that couldn't any of us catch it when it come by. There was another train going out of there in about an hour, so we waited for it to come along, and while it was making up, switching around and hooking all the boxcars onto each other and so forth, there was a little 15-year-old boy there that was figuring on riding the train out too. And the railroad bull there in McAllister, let's see, what do they call him? McAllister Bob, I believe it is. Great big guy, weighs about 200 pounds, and he had a gun on each hip and a blackjack in his hand. And he was chasing the hobos off the train while the train was making up. He wasn't going to let them ride out, and he gave them to understand they wasn't going to catch that train out of there. And he'd call us up in great big bunches, and he'd say, "Now listen, boys, I've got orders from the big boys, big bosses of the railroad company, said to do not let you ride out of here, and maybe a lot of you think you're going to ride, but you're damn sure going to not ride." So anyway, little 15-year-old kid, he decided he's going to ride, and so when the train come by, it was going pretty fast, and this 15-year-old kid run and jumped at a boxcar, and he caught on to one of them iron handles the wrong way. There's a right way and a wrong way to catch him, and he'd caught it wrong at the time, and he got knocked down. He didn't get killed or nothing like that, but he got an awful bad cut on his forehead. And he bled like a stuck hog around there, and all these men swarmed around, and they got so damn mad at this railroad bull that they couldn't see straight, and it was worse than a bunch of bees. So the train went on, and nobody rode it. So these men just went over by the depot, and one or two of them got up on some soap boxes there, and they said, "Well, boys, here we are. We're trying to get home, we're trying to get the jobs of work, we're going everywhere hunting and looking. A lot of us ain't been home in years, and we're trying to get back and put our feet on the table, see the family again, eat some more of Ma's cooking. Some of us is married, doing the best we can, can't make a living where we are, so we're having to go other places. Now here we are, herded around like a bunch of damn buffaloes. They've dumped us off here and left us walking down the highway. I suggest that we go up in town and take us some damn brake bats and break a store window down and just go in there and start grazing just like a bunch of reindeers." Said, "If they want us to visit them, well, they've damn sure got to feed us." So, well, others said, "No, we don't want to have no trouble with them. We don't want to start no fights and beat up nobody or tear down nothing. All we want is just a job of work, a chance to make a living, a chance to get a hold of what we've been used to and was raised on, a little piece of land or farm or house in town or something like that, an automobile, a few drinks of whiskey, and go to a dance once in a while and enjoy life like the rest of the guys do. We don't want to have no trouble." So there was more peacemakers in the crowd than there was warriors right at that time. That was the closest that I ever seen a whole bunch of men start a regular riot, but they didn't quite fight. But I've seen incidents of that kind all up and down the railroad, dozens and dozens of times all over California and Arizona. It makes a feller think, as you bum around over the country, that plenty of room there for improvement. Why in the hell don't they let them get out and widen the highways or something? They tell me a lot of people's getting killed on them. That's what makes outlaws, I think. They get tired of doing that, get tired of being treated like dogs. They see how these big gamblers live, bootleggers and crooks of all kinds, so they just think, hell, take it the easy way. You're gonna trying to work for it no more. You can't make it that way. Of course, I never did believe that, but a lot of them do. One of the best things that's happened to take care of that business was these government camps that they formed in the state of California, where these migrant people could come in there for 10 cents a day and live and have their own government. Cops couldn't beat them up. All such stuff as that. They're pretty well satisfied there if they can get any kind of a job at all.